Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say
woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there. It is Think, T-H-I-N-K, Thursday. How's everybody doing? I'd like to put a question out there to you. You think about this, because I'm going to play you some music, give you a little bit of update, and then Miyoshi Marie is going to come on and talk about staying balanced. You know how she brings that. But before that, we're going to give you some music so you can relax and think and just settle in. I'd like to know, what have you done today to lift, encourage, or inspire someone? Or just let someone know that you're thinking of them. And if you hadn't thought about it today because, well, we could be wrapped up in our own boo-boo, try to do it tomorrow. And you will find out that if you do one or two or three of those things or all of those things, that whatever you're going through, and we're all going through it out here, will become putty in your hand. Because when you light the candle for another, your path becomes brighter. And our youth out here, you know, the youth, they need us. They're seeking. We have to continue to plant those seeds. We want to water them, but we don't want to drown them. But I'd like to share this with you. Rather than sitting around idly and rusting, we must act, give of ourselves, and contribute something to the world. The French scholar Robert Arnos declared, have we not all entity to rest in? We want to rest in. Why do you seek to rest while you are still alive, he asked. These vulnerable words, indeed. You know, when young people make truly dedicated efforts, almost punishing themselves, their true brilliance will shine forth. So that is the true thing. So what we have to do is keep planting those seeds out there for those babies. I want you to think about how you're going to do that. I'll share this story with you. I got a phone call from a young lady that was an intern in an organization that I'd been with for years. She was a walking, bubbling ball of sun. Beautiful, beautiful, sweet, attentive, dedicated. And she called today, and it made me feel so good to hear her voice After finding out how she was doing, her family was doing, and what she was doing, I was informed that she is going to, Mount Sac at this particular time, finishing up there, and she'll be moving on into University of Laverne, going into that audio communication. It just brought tears to my eyes. You see, we have to continue to plant those seeds. We have to let them know that anything is possible out there. And while we're doing it, try to set a good example for them ourselves. So those questions we want you to think about. You know, again, what have you done today to lift, encourage, or inspire someone? Or just let someone know that you're thinking of them. We want to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda McShann. I'm going to give you music and jazz to relax by, because I want you totally relaxed, totally thinking. And when Miosha Marie comes on, she's going to shake you up again. So welcome in. It is Think Thursday, THINK. before we continue on, I just want to remind each and every one of you out there, including myself, to continue to pray for the persons, New Orleans, Mississippi, Florida. The floodwaters do not go down in a day. And even though we don't see the information popping on the news, every 10 minutes, it is still happening down there. They're still trying to pull through. So let's put all that positive energy and continue to pray. You know, even though if you don't see it, keep in mind, it's still going on. And another reminder, September 14th, vote, V-O-T-E, okay? I can't tell you which way to go. It's up to you, but vote. And it's for the recall. And everybody in my camp say no on the recall, so it's up to you what you want to do. But we say N-O, okay? Just make sure that you vote, because if you don't get out there and exercise your voice and your opinion, then you'll have to settle for whatever you get. And if you do that, then we don't want to hear about it. Guess what? Because you should have did what you were supposed to do. Use your voice. Exercise your voice. It takes us collectively to make things happen. We just can't sit about it and talk about it at the dining room table and complain to one of each other. Mm-mm. You need to get out there to make that change. See, change makers take action. You know, we're all change agents out here one way or the other, but change makers take action. And your vote is your voice, and that is the way that you express yourself. So if you don't speak up, okay, don't blame nobody but yourself. Open up your mouth, stand up. It's time to grow up. If you got a sore throat, write it. Put it on that ballot, okay? Use your power. Your vote is your power. So I'm just going to talk to you about that. And on a light note, you know, it's beautiful out there, and we have celebrations going on. If you want a flower design, I said design, of love, you want to call Linda Lee at LaFleur Flowers by Tracy. She just don't do flower arrangements. They are designs, and designs with love. Give Linda Lee a call, 213-487-6487. Again, call Linda Lee at LaFleur Florists by Tracy, Flowers by Tracy, for designs for every event. That number again is 213-487-6487. Now I'm going to let your brain cells rest again and play you some more relaxing music. We want to wake you up with Linda Mac Chan. Enjoy.
So I make believe in a dream. Thank you. Connected world in
giving you that music to relax down by, because Miyoshi Maria's going to come on and tell you about staying balanced, okay? And I wanted those brain cells rested and that mind clear, because you know this young lady knows how to bring it to you. She's going to be quick. She's going to be brief, and you have to be mindful and alert to hear what she has to say. We have Miss Miyoshi Marie coming on with us on segment number 2. Miyoshi, are you on the line with Waking Up with Linda McShane?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom?
Hey, what's up? I am so glad that you took out the time to come on. I know you've been busy out there. She moved. So I'm going to be quiet over here because I am just sharpening up my pencil and clearing up this paper because I want to understand this topic of stay balanced, because we all need it out here.
Absolutely. I chose this topic once again because this is a journey. This is my life. So I chose keep balance because now we're literally hitting the mark of the end of the year almost. And, you know, things are happening, great things, you know, and also distractions are coming up. And we have to be mindful that, yeah, even though we've been running a good race, to be mindful that sometimes it's okay to take a break, you know, and just allow yourself to just breathe, thinking, get ready for the new challenges that's about to come, you know, new levels, new devils. We have to be mindful and aware that just because we have reached a certain pinnacle or a height, that it's never done. It's never over. It's still a fight, you know, so to continue to stay in a fight and continue to not look at the situation or the problem as a defeat or a defense mechanism. We'll look at it as if she was chosen, you know, and use it as you have to pass this test so that you can reach the next level and also have a story behind it that you are able to help other like-minded human beings and spiritual children to make the world a better place. So I just want to say keep balancing. It's also just literally talking to me. I noticed, you know, for the past few years that I always ran my life just running. I think this is my time when I'm taking the time to really be still and ask God questions about, you know, this 35th chapter of my life and asking him to lead me and guide me in the right direction. But you can't have that cloud over there. And I'm starting to understand that. And it's okay. And it's okay to feel a certain way, but you just have to stay the balance of what's going on and allow yourself to not entertain what is not of the highest good for your purpose. You know, we have to continue to, well, also keep in balance, we have to continue to allow ourselves to be in high vibration so that we're not, you know, lowering ourselves or settling to what we've been through or what we already came through, but continue to elevate and prosper wherever we are. So I just want to, you know, leave you guys with that and understand that you have to keep in balance. That's what life is about. We even have, you know, certain laws for yin and yang. It's all about balance. You know, keeping your household balanced, keeping yourself balanced, keeping your spouse balanced, your children balanced, the community, and then the nation. Everyone is depending on you. So are you going to keep it balanced, or are you going to fumble the ball? Are you going to, that's a good question. Are you going to keep the balance, or are you going to fumble the ball?
Are you going to keep it a fumble?
Watching.
Right.
Right. Everybody's watching. So be good and be careful.
Everybody's watching, and everybody is leaning, okay, because each and every one of us is going through this balancing act of something, okay? And as I was saying, as you always say, you know, nothing ever happens to you, it happens for you. And, you know, when you're saying stay in balance, what does that look like? What is that, you know, if you in balance all the time, will you recognize the balance when you see it? Or you have to sit still, like you say, be still and it will all come to you. And that's the beauty of it. And nothing is never over. They, you know, you talk to people about things, you point out things, and the first thing they'll say is, well, nobody's perfect. No, nobody's perfect, because when it becomes perfect, it's over. You keep working at it. But there's areas that you take up. So in order to recognize and to be still and to get away from these distractions, Yoshi, what you're saying is you got to have some kind of balance. You have to stand in the middle of it. What would you tell a young adult who's never experienced anyone pulling their coat or anyone? How do you recognize that? You know, the scales come in many, many forms. So what is your gauge on that? Because you work with youth, you're very observant. What do you look for? What is just one thing that lets you know that person needs to sit still? And do you approach them about it? Are you just watching and send that good energy to them? How do you do that?
I just, you know, watch them and send that good energy to them, because, once again, we can't force nothing on a one. Everybody individually and uniquely has to want to change. It all starts with you. Yeah, we could be around to assist you and to help you and lead you and to guide you. But often the decision is yours. It's in your hands, in your mind, and in your reach, you know?
That is what I was looking for. I'm going to be quiet over here. That was it. I just needed to hear you talk about that individuality and talk about the need and the want, and it has to move from within, because it's really, at the end of the day, it's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have to, we sometimes we don't understand, you have to live with the decision you make, and that's why you have to allow and be careful of who you allow people in your life, because they ultimately are helping you make the decisions and helping you lead your path, whether it's for the highest good or whether it's for destruction, because whether or not, we're always asking someone's opinion on our life. So we will always want the truth, so we should involve ourselves with people that live by the truth, dwell in the truth, and walk in truth. You know?
Live, walk, so, and love.
Absolutely. So to my ladies, I want you guys to keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, Miyosha Marie. Thank you so much. And everybody, we got to stay balanced out there. We love you, Miyosha. Thank you. Thank you once again. Listen up. We water those seeds. We're going to continue to go. That was Miyosha Marie with Stay Balanced. Again, this is Think Thursday. We want you to think about it. Sit back and relax. THINK. And keep in mind that it all starts with you. And always think about this. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Okay? That's from my favorite person, James Baldwin. I always like to put another little word on there of what you can do. Okay? But it all starts with you out there. We're on this journey together. We're in this collective purpose. Everybody's trying to stay healthy, stay alive, and take care of one another. Let's keep on moving. Keep encouraging. Keep inspiring. When you light a candle for others, you brighten up your path. And I swear I'd like to put my headlights on high beam out here because I like to see everything. I want to see what's out on that path, see how much I have to run, how many steps I have to take, how many vitamins I have to take, and how much exercise I have to do, because I want to cover every inch of it when it comes down to happiness in my life and happiness for others. So you can't do it all by yourself. And don't get mad at those people out there who are not thinking about other people. Keep in mind, how in the world are they going to think about people when they're not even thinking about themselves? We love you out here. Tomorrow's going to be a surprise. Listen up. Check in. Love you, love you. Miyoshi Marie was with us so we could think about staying balanced. We love you.
Collaborate.